What's up, guys? It's Gray Haas, and you have no idea how much it helps us when people like Gary, Amanda A., David A.S., and someone called Big Easy Blasphemy, great handle, by the way, join the Patreon. Our goal is to try to get to 500 supporters over there, which frees us up to do more things like live shows, live streams, and bonus content. You can even do a free trial. So please, please help us reach our goal of 500 supporters. For the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can help Mega keep going. Head to patreon.com/megathepodcast or check the link in the show notes. And thanks. Hey friends, you've probably heard me mention ButcherBox on here before, but if you haven't tried it, I gotta wonder, maybe you just hate deals? ButcherBox is high-quality meat and seafood you can trust, delivered right to your doorstep. It takes the guesswork out of shopping, and it is a godsend when it comes to saving me money and time. And here's the thing. If you're going to be cooking meat or seafood, just give it a try for a month and see if you like it. It feels decadent to have a freezer stocked with your favorite ingredients, and truly, who else is offering you free protein for a year? That's manna from heaven. What even is manna, by the way? Anyway, today, ButcherBox is giving Mega listeners free ground beef for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/mega, and use code MEGA to get free ground beef for life, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/mega, and use the code MEGA.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here, Lord, we are here, and we're ready to podcast.
Hiya, this is Hallie LeBun. Coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, we are Mega, because we're giving our Mega Church a tiny family feel, because we're going to introduce you to members of our church staff and community. Today is no exception. We have a wonderful guest for you. As always, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Gray Haas, everybody.
Jeez, Hallie, what in the world is going on with you?
Gray.
The most activity I've ever seen you have in my life.
I'm so glad you're here. I've been trying to get a hold of you. I've called you and called you. I've been calling you for 3 days. Where have you been? There's breaking news. There's huge stuff happening. What a time.
Well, Hallie, I had my phone off because, well, I don't know if I mentioned him before, but my friend Clay Mason
Bannerman. Yeah. You were with him somewhere?
Yeah, we went rock climbing this weekend.
Oh, that's so
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's just breaking news, like
oh,
a
really?
Lot
what's
happening
going,
around
what's
the
going
campus.
On? Oh, really?
Well, late Thursday night, early Friday morning, our fearless leader, Steve, senior pastor, head pastor, lead teacher at Twin Hills Community Church, Steve, our Steve, tweeted...
Hallie, you really need to check your Fitbit heart rate right now. It just
I know,
like
I'm getting so many steps.
Over.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, I have so many steps today. This is good.
Okay, calm down. What's going on with Steve?
Late in between Thursday night, Friday morning, he tweeted that he and his wife, Steve's wife, have tested positive for COVID-19.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yes.
Really?
And, you know, there's a lot that's not known. The thing is, we know we can believe everything we're hearing because he's always told the truth.
Yeah.
So there's no room for doubt. But, I mean, this is very scary. He has, you know, I wouldn't say cavalier. I'd say he's been confident in, you know, God's power to protect us in prayer. And, you know, he has been, you know, speaking in front of thousands of people every weekend.
I know.
But, you know, he's up there. And he's separated. And
it's just so crazy. I mean, if he can get it, I mean, it really makes me think that, you know, that we could get it.
Yeah, if he can get it, then maybe anyone can
that's
get it.
Right.
I've heard that, you know, 7 million people have it in the United States, but, you know,
oh,
that's
I don't
just
really believe that.
And that's a number, you know, and they say the bigger the number, the less you really even calculate it, which
right.
clearly I don't. But now I'm like, well, maybe you can get it. And he was pretty much saying it's almost over. And
I
it's...
just can't believe he tested because, you know, when you test, that's just when you find it.
Well, I guess it was in his inner circle. I
oh,
guess so
no.
many people on the church leadership team were having symptoms and then eventually tested positive. So I don't think he was going to test, but he sort of had to. I think he wanted to test to, say, I know a lot of the leadership team has it, but I don't. And then lo and behold, he did. And I mean, he has eschewed, is that a word?
I have no idea.
Masks.
Right.
And I'm not a fan of masks, as you know.
Well,
because,
I thought that, I mean, shoes don't matter in this scenario, really. It's, you know, it's just, I don't
well,
think
you can
know,
get
it through your feet.
Yeah. Well, liberals are just, they'll say anything.
Right. You know, Hallie, I'm just so upset too for his wife because, you know, she's been decorating for Christmas already.
She's so excited about Christmas.
She loves
it's
Christmas.
It's her responsibility and it's something she takes very seriously and that she is precious to her.
Oh,
as
so.
She has many issues that
right.
she holds close to her heart. She's just done so much.
I know. She's been
she
amazing.
Has done
Steve's
so
wife.
Much. And she also, you know, a matter that is very close to her heart that I'm surprised she could even, you know, contract an illness when she's been so busy, you know, trying to free, you know, these kids that they've locked up.
Oh, really? Down at
yeah.
the border?
No. In IVF tubes.
Right. Yeah. She's really into getting those test tube babies out of their little glass cages.
Free them and get them united with their loving parents. And it's a big issue to her. And so I just don't know how she's going to move forward with the Christmas decorations that she's so excited about and with, you know, these causes of test tube babies that are, you know, just languishing there in isolation in these tubes with no affection, no love, no nourishment. It just is more than your heart can possibly take. And I know it breaks the heart of God.
And it's crazy that she even contracted it because they're basically never together. They're so busy.
Well, they're both so busy with their causes, but also, you know, they're not a demonstratively affectionate couple.
Well, no, you can't have that sort of PDA when you're, you know, leading thousands of people. You can't be showing people, you know, your private stuff because your private stuff is basically public all the time.
I know.
Your privates are public.
Yeah. And I feel like he is just so above reproach that even sometimes when I see, him reach for her really, you know, sort of surreptitiously, she kind of, as every woman should, you know, keeping good and upright men in line, she'll kind of smack his hand away.
It's so cute.
But anyway, I just feel like for any of those of you who are listening, who are frightened in our community right now with our fearless leader having so many, you know, big question marks about, you know, I'm sure that God is going to protect him. This will all be over soon. It'll be no problem whatsoever. And we'll go right back on with things. But in the meantime, you know what I would say? I think this summer we got a clear word from God. And that word, those words from God are distilled down into the letters W-A-P. W-A-P. Exclamation
that
point.
That is right.
W-A-P.
We are praying.
We are praying.
Hashtag we are praying.
W-A-P.
Wap,
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 wap. We are praying. We are petitioning. We are pleading with God to heal our fearless leader and his wife as soon as humanly possible and everybody on the leadership team. And
you know, Hallie, I think one thing we have to remember is that this could change everything, but it will change absolutely nothing.
That's right.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light.
I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just like Jesus gave us all the information we could possibly need to save our souls, our guest today gives us information. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Lorelai Lappin.
Hey.
Hey, Lorelai. Well, you know, I've actually never seen you from the, you know, I've never seen your legs because you're always behind the information kiosk at the front of the church.
Yeah, do you want to see them? I was kind of like waiting for this moment.
Let's have a look at them.
Okay.
Okay, here they are.
Right. Oh, wow. So, yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And see how they, yeah, see the bottom?
Yeah.
It's just kind of. Yeah, you've got feet. You've got feet down there.
But it's like your legs just go straight into the foot there, just not really an ankle at all, so to speak, huh?
Yeah, no, I was born without ankles.
Oh, really?
So, wow. Yeah, so it's truly just right shin to foot.
Shin to foot.
Wow.
But it works perfectly fine.
Can you play sports at school?
I can play volleyball. I can catch in baseball. I can walk in baseball. I can be the ref in basketball and in cricket. I can't really do that. And in hockey, that's hard.
Man, you should try kayaking. You don't even need a lower half. They can just shove your trunk into one of those plastic boats. It's all upper body. You'd love it.
I know. You're basically kayaking for your job right now. If you thought about, you know, if the info desk was a kayak and the church was a river and you didn't have a paddle, that's basically what you're doing.
That is true.
Yeah. I like your biker shorts too. That's cool.
Thank you. These are handmade. My mom makes these.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Wow.
They're made from donated bandanas.
Oh, that is so cool.
I was going to say, because I've never really seen a biker short that doesn't have stretch to it, but those are sort of, it is kind of a, I guess you would call it a bandana material.
Well, they're kind of disposable, honestly, because it's kind of a one-time single use, because you have to get sewn into them and then you have to rip them off.
Have you ever had any comments, you know, just in terms of, you know, does that sort of adhere to the dress code of what someone should be wearing when you work at the information kiosk?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I have heard that I shouldn't wear them, but actually no one ever sees my legs, so it hasn't really been an issue.
Right.
I only got scolded once when I had to hop over the desk to save some guy, and then people saw my legs. And
I heard you saved that guy. You did the they don't do mouth to mouth anymore on
I did ESP on him.
Oh, you did ESP on him. Now what is that exactly?
It's when you kind of like mentally try to just get whatever they're choking on out of their throat. So I really just kind of thought really hard right up in his face. And eventually someone else came and just kind of like popped him on the chest.
Okay.
It was a bacon what is it called? A pig in a blanket.
Okay. So a guy was choking on a pig in a blanket. You did ESP, but he really needed a Heimlich, I think, is what that story maybe boils down to.
Ultimately, that is what happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what attracted you to giving people information? I mean, what is it about the information desk here at the front of the church that really that was really your calling?
Well, it's kind of a couple things. So like, first of all, my dad used to do this job.
Oh.
So it's kind of in the family.
Okay.
And then also, I've just always been really good at giving directions and giving information. Ever since I was a little kid, people will approach me on the street just to ask how to get to places. Like, I just have a face like that. Like, people think I know stuff. I'm kind of like wizened or wizened. And so like it kind of comes in handy. And so like really just having this job feels like a natural thing for me. It's kind of my gift.
Wow.
And how's your dad?
My dad, he's... Well, the irony is he's missing.
Oh, okay. Oh, no.
That is kind of the irony that, you know, people ask you for information and then it turns out that your dad, it seems like it would be great if you knew that information.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm actually feeling pretty sad right now that I don't.
Oh, wow. I mean, I'm going to put that on my prayer list, Lorelai. I'm going to pray for that.
Thank you.
How long has he been missing for?
So now, what's the date? What is it?
Early October?
So, yeah, it's been 6 years.
Oh, no. Quite some time.
Yeah.
What's the most common question you get there at the info desk?
Where's the bathroom?
Okay. And where is the closest bathroom to the info desk?
So the closest bathroom to the info desk is actually the employee's bathroom. You can't go there. So I usually do tell people that just because they do ask, where's the nearest bathroom? I say, I can't tell a lie. The nearest bathroom is right there, but that one's just for me.
Now, under what circumstances did your dad disappear?
Okay, well... Are you like a detective or just someone who's interested?
Well, a lot of times people do come to me and ask me to, you know, solve the problem. So I wouldn't say I'm a detective, but I do kind of have the look. And if I was in a movie, I'd probably be cast as one. So I might be able to help.
Okay. Well, what happened was that my parents have been married for a long time and they don't believe in divorce. And what happened the last time I saw him, and I don't know if this... We haven't been able to figure it out, so good luck. You don't even know him, but he said, if I can't stop living here once and for all, I'll have to find a way to end this mortal life. And if I can't do that, then I have to figure out how to never be seen again. And then he left, and we never saw him again. And we don't know, you know, what happened to him or where he went. And I don't know why.
That was going to be my first question, and I don't know if this is a prompting from the Holy Spirit really letting me know something about your dad, but my first thought was, did he leave a note? Did he give away any of his, like, most cherished valuables? You know, is there a chance that he was unhappy with his environment at home?
He took every cherished thing with him.
And all of his banked. Oh, he packed.
And he took all of his clothes for every season.
Okay. So I guess he's not really missing as much as he kind of just maybe went away.
Yeah, did he just take off?
I don't know where he is.
That's true.
You know, it seems like the info desk would be such a great place because you never know. One day he could come walking in there and there you are.
Oh, I would love that. Oh, wow. Oh.
And you could maybe you could crowdsource. You talk to so many people, especially on the weekends when people are at church for services. You could start to crowdsource. You could be like, the bathroom's down the blue hall to the left because I'm assuming you're a male or whatnot. And then you could say, and by the way, have you seen a gentleman in his 50s? Well, or 40? How old is he?
My dad is 30.
He's 30 now?
He probably is 30 now.
He was 24 when you last saw him? Wait, and you're 16?
And you're 16.
So he was a teen bride, or
He was a teen bride. He married my mom when they were teens.
Okay, how old was your mom?
Yeah, is your mom his age, or is she?
My mom is a lady. She never tells her age.
Oh, what does she look like she might be?
Senior.
Oh, senior.
A senior citizen?
Or a senior in high school. Okay,
oh,
good.
Oh, she looks like a senior. That's lucky.
You know, sometimes, Hallie, I think it's maybe not worth going back through all the past because, you know, there's probably no answers there about where her dad is. What we've got to do is we've really got to look forward to the day he comes back and where he might be.
Yeah.
And, you know, it, especially when it comes to the wisdom of the crowd, you know, I think... We're living in a time where, you know, you could maybe put a post on Facebook or something and maybe find out what people know where he might have gone. Because it seems like a lot of people get good information on Facebook these days.
It's always felt really vulnerable to me to post on Facebook about my dad. And I never really wanted everyone to know that he's missing because it's kind of embarrassing.
Oh, yeah.
but maybe I will. I don't know. I could put it out there and see what people say.
My son, Day, he always tells me, Mom, nobody under the age of 50 is on Facebook. And I said, well, how are you all connecting with each other? Like, are you kids using different platforms nowadays? What are you on?
Yeah, actually, all my friends use TikTok to send messages via dance.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that it's just all dance. Wait, that's how you're actually talking to each other? Like a kind of a charades dance?
Yeah, actually, if you watch TikToks, you actually learn that they are communicating more than you think.
Oh, really? That you know, that's what I was a bit confused the other day because I did see you at the desk and I was wondering, hey, where is leadership meeting? Do you know what room it's in? And you did sort of, I thought you were using semaphore or something, you know, that they use on a Navy ship, but that was a TikTok dance you were doing to tell me where to go.
Yeah, I actually remember this interaction and I was saying, go northwest.
Okay, right. Yeah, I left a bit confused, but I was thinking, okay, you know, these young people, they've got their own language. Yeah. I think that's really cool. And I kind of did one back to you and then you just kind of went, I don't know, the light kind of went dark behind your eyes and you just went back, you know.
Well, I don't know if you know what you said.
Oh, right. What did I say?
You said you don't respect women.
Oh,
okay. No. Great. What did the dance look like?
Oh, it just kind of looked like this.
Oh.
I can't believe you would dare repeat it.
It just seems like you're doing a lot of like shaking your finger. No, 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 no.
Right. But then you also you have to touch your shoulders a lot and you have to kind of do like a swipe across your chest.
But it looks like you're doing the like slit your throat like symbol.
Oh, maybe that's where I went wrong.
And then kind of shaking your hips.
Right.
Huh.
Wow. So, well, I'm really sorry about that. I guess I just, you know, I didn't know what I was saying, but I did think it was cool that you were giving directions in that way.
And we really missed you at the leadership meeting. But I was wondering, Lorelai, why do so many of the girls have to dance communicate in bikinis on TikTok? Is it really necessary that you're kind of showing more skin?
I think typically you actually could, that actually is communicating more information. So based on what part of your body you're showing, that's, those are pronouns, those are adjectives, those are everything that you need to kind of like,
yeah.
So like if I show my leg, you know, I'm trying to communicate a certain thing. I actually don't feel safe telling you all of it because you're not in my demographic, you know, and if I start to share these things, then ultimately we're going to go down a road where we don't really have our secret code anymore. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
yeah, and this is going to be so hard for me to look up because I just started eventually Googling all the text things so I knew what my kids were saying, like LOL and LMAOFAO and LMFAO. I said, hey, Google, what does LMFAO mean? And how am I going to do that for TikTok dances?
That's actually the beauty of it. You can't Google it. But do you guys ever dance together? Is that something that you've ever done? Are you in a relationship or are you just hosts?
Oh, well, I'm married to my husband, Lance LeBon.
Oh, yeah, you did say that. So and what's this relationship? Are
I'd
you guys
say,
in love, too? Or
I'd say you're one of my best friends in the whole world, Gray.
Oh, thanks, Hallie. That's awesome. Yeah, I'm really busy right now. I don't really have time for dating. And, you know, I've just been really kind of focusing on two things. And that's, you know, my teens in Climax and the Word of God. And then sort of, you know, also sort of parallel to that, just working out and doing CrossFit. So
you never really had a relationship or you're just not in one right now?
You know, this is kind of crazy that you would ask me this, but you know, I've been in a lot of different relationships. I used to really date a lot. I'm still dating. I do have a I do have a lady friend right now, and it's going really great. My lady friend?
Yeah.
Her name is Minga.
What does she look like?
Oh, she's awesome. She's got these big eyes and she's really got an amazing smile. Just like really, like when somebody's got like big teeth, she's got these awesome big teeth and she kind of got she's got cool bangs. Like she razor cuts her bangs, which I think is awesome. And she's a marine biologist.
Oh, wow. And she lives in Ohio, right?
Yep, she lives in Ohio.
Have you met each other in person yet?
You know, Hallie, we're really taking it slow because it's just, you know, there's so much chemistry there and we just don't really want to be tempted. And so pretty much I bet by the time we meet in person, we're probably going to be talking about, you know, getting engaged or something like that.
Oh, maybe get her a promise ring.
Right.
That is so cool.
Yeah, you know.
Wow, so you're actually really, you're getting close to getting married.
Definitely, we are definitely praying about it, because I think what we're doing right now is just, we're in that time where we're like, you know, we both recognize that we have a God-shaped hole in our hearts, and what we're looking to do is fill that hole. And first, we, you know, there's just, you know, it can be really, you know, and also, you know, I've just been really talking to my friend Clay Mason about it, because he's just like, hey, you got to take it slow.
His name's Clay Mason?
His name's Clay Mason.
But that's his first name, right? It's right. Clay Mason Bannerman?
Right, Clay Mason Bannerman. I'm not sure if I mentioned him before, but, you know, he's just like, you got to take it slow, because, you know, I can tell you guys are really like soulmates, but, you know, just be careful there, because, you know, you don't want to jump in anything too soon.
You and Clay Mason, you're always spotting each other on lifting weights and stuff. You're not making any room for you to meet any girls.
Well, you know, Hallie, how do I plan a wedding if I don't have Clay to basically, you know, because, you know, basically he's going to be my best man. I'm sure of it. So I just want to make sure that, you know, we've got all that kind of like all the guy stuff locked down, so that then, you know, I can just be like in a relationship with this lady who I just love so much.
I wonder if Clay is trying to keep you from meeting a girl because he just got broken up with because Julianna Zobrist dumped him and she's a major star.
Hallie, I don't know about that. Yeah, I just, you know, it's really cool that we're talking about me, but I just think that, you know, I would love to hear about Lorelai. What is some of your hobbies?
Well, you got really frazzled there. I guess we could turn it back to me, but I was pretty interested in what you're talking about.
I don't know. You know,
does Clay Mason look like?
Oh, he's awesome. Okay, so he's pretty tall. He's like probably like 6'3". He can deadlift like 320, like super easy. He's got these really cool sort of striated lats that I've kind of been helping him with. He's got a perfectly square jaw, perfectly symmetrical eyes, pretty much perfect hair. He's got shoulder length hair that's like that he's growing out, that he said it was growing out because of quarantine, but really he was like, look, I'm day trading now. I don't even need to have short hair. I'm not going into an office.
I just feel like you know a lot more about, like when I asked you what the girl looked like you kind of didn't really describe her. And then you said she's a marine biologist. And then you kind of just said she had bangs. And then with him, it's like, I really could see him, you know?
Yeah, I even could see, like, it seems like he shaves his whole body. Does he have body hair?
Yeah, he does, but he definitely trims it. I don't see what the big deal is. Like, look, I'm telling you, the thing, okay, you know what? I'm an open book. I love to talk about this stuff, but I really would love to know what Lorelai is your favorite song.
You know, I don't know a lot about marine biology, but is there a lot of it in Ohio? Because don't you have to be by a body of salt water?
Yeah, that seems like a hard place to like start out as a marine biologist. Like, you don't really have much to learn about it unless you worked at an aquarium, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, guys, that's what she does.
What city in Ohio? Is it a big city?
She's in Akron.
Akron, Ohio. Okay. Wow. Now, Lorelai, did you first meet Gray by coming to Climax? Are you one of his Climax kids?
I didn't come to Climax with Gray. I actually met him because he came by the information desk like 15 times one day because...
I think that's a few too many.
Well, you got... I don't know what was going on because it seemed like you were really stressed out, but you this is actually making a lot of sense because you were asking me if I saw the guy with a square jaw running, which way did he go? And you were crying and I really was like,
oh,
I didn't see him, but I'll keep an eye out. And then like, you just came back a bunch of times. I'm like, did you see him? Did you see him? And I kept being like, I didn't see him, but I mean, if I see a beautiful man running down the hall, I'll be sure to remember. And,
okay,
and you were like, you were
handsome,
sobbing.
But...
Oh, great.
No,
which I guess
sorry.
I shouldn't have brought up, but...
No, this is totally cool. I'm a totally open book about this stuff. I don't want to correct you, but I will. Those weren't tears, actually. We had just finished a pretty hard workout, so I was just sweating. And we had gone down to the gym here, and I wasn't looking for Clay Mason. I just got kind of worried because, you know, he left in a bit of a hurry. And then I was like, okay, he's not answering his phone. I thought maybe he got in a car accident. So I really appreciate that you helped. Well, you didn't really help me that day. You just kept saying like, I don't have any information for you. And I was like, okay.
Sometimes that's the most help I can give.
anyway, that's profound. You know, when someone speeds out of a parking lot and then doesn't call you, you gotta, you know, they could be dead on the road. So I just wanted to make sure he was all right.
Well, yeah, you were definitely concerned, but I didn't see him, so sorry. But that's how we met. And you later, like, you came by again, and then you asked me if I wanted to talk about my job on your show, and I was like, well, what is it? And you were like, everyone at the church has done it. And I was like, okay.
Right. And then I was kind of like, hey, if you do come on the show, if you wouldn't mind not talking about the time I came by the desk. And...
Oh my goodness. I totally forgot that you said that.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'm so sorry.
Water under the bridge.
We can edit it out.
No, what could I do to make it up to you?
Well, you know, I'm trying to think, you know, let's see, maybe you could tell me what's your favorite sandwich.
Okay. My favorite sandwich is, from Subway.
Ooh.
And here's what I get. Honey wheat bread.
Okay.
Okay.
12 inch.
Okay.
Opened.
Yeah.
Turkey, roast beef.
Yes.
Portobello.
Awesome.
Tomatoes, shredded lettuce, and hot mayo and hot oil and hot vinegar.
Oh,
heated
yeah.
up. Whoa. 30 secs. And then I like it served in a Subway bag wrapped with a napkin.
That's the best. They make it tight roll. It's so cool.
And then I have a bag of baked Lays.
Oh, I love baked Lays. Barbecue or plain?
Barbecue, and I put them in, and then I get extra crunch.
You put them in the sandwich?
Yeah, then I get a cup, and I make Sprite, Coke, Diet Coke, Cherry Coke, and root beer and water mix.
Wow, that's
everything
awesome.
They have.
I love a fountain drink.
So, Lorelai, what is the most difficult question you've ever gotten at the information desk?
Well, it's usually pretty easy because people are usually, like I said, they're usually asking where's the bathroom or where's the food court. So I guess, like, in many ways, your question was kind of the hardest question I've ever gotten because first of all, it seemed like your life depended on it.
Okay.
And yet it was kind of like, how could I know? I have these brochures. I have this map. Like, I know certain things, but not everything. And I can't see everything. I don't have, like, security cameras.
Well, I found out later, and it wasn't because of the info desk.
Oh, where did he go?
Well, if everybody must know, he got on a stand-up jet ski and he went out on the river for about 3-4 hours to just, you know, rip around and blow off some steam like he does. So that's where he went. So I wish he had told me. I wish he had told you. I wish we all would have known where he went. And
he wouldn't have told me. I don't really know him.
Right. Well.
Now, Lorelai, do you ever get asked spiritual questions? Like somebody coming out of the weekend service and saying, I need to know how to get saved.
I have a few brochures about being saved. I have one about what to do in times of personal crisis. I have one that's about like struggling with bisexuality. I have one that is like about heaven and hell and like main differences.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool. Now, do you ever get people who are distraught the way Gray was? Like, for instance,
I'm not sure if I was distraught. I think I was sweaty. I just worked out, and I thought my friend had died in a car wreck. So,
like, what if somebody came out of a weekend service and said, "Lorelai, I was in the service, and I realized that I got an abortion, and I did the wrong thing, and I don't know what to do. Do you have information for me?"
Yeah, so that's when I would show the difference between heaven and hell pamphlet and just kind of just so they had an understanding of what they did and where that kind of puts them. And that's been helpful. And then I also have one that's kind of like about abstinence.
Oh, good.
And just chastity, all that kind of stuff. Really good stuff.
That's really good. Now, I noticed you do have a ring on your left finger. Is that a purity ring?
Yeah, this is my ring with God. It's a ring that makes a promise to myself that I will literally never do anything sexual until I am ready to procreate.
Now, I just think it's really neat that we have a teen running the information desk because, you know what? First of all, you were with God more recently than we were. With God just 16 years ago before he put you into a little baby body. And also, I think teens now, like...
You know everything that grown-ups don't. You know how to use new cell phones and technology. You just naturally know how to make things work and how to be online and, you know, dance, communicate, and all that stuff.
Yeah, I really love what you just said, that I've known God more recently than everyone else.
Yeah. Do you have any memory of that?
I mean, when I came down from heaven to be put into my mother's uterus, I do remember a little bit of that. I think, you know, the more I pray and the more I connect at church, the more memories I get of my time with God before my time here on this earth. And I do recall very clearly the moment when he said, "That's your mom. Off you go." And he sent me down a little chute. It was like a slide. It was pure white. And it was like a water slide with no water, but I didn't need the water because it was so soft and full of feathers. And he just shoved my back. He shoved my shoulders. Like, I laid down like a pencil. You know when you lay down a pencil? So I laid down like that. And then he pushed the shoulders of my spirit. And I shot through the chute, really. And then I went straight, snapped into being.
Whoa.
So what you're saying is you remember everything from the time before you were born, but you couldn't help me when a guy had just passed by the desk, like literally 5 minutes before, and you hadn't seen him.
Well, some memories are more important than others.
Well, agree to disagree.
Do you feel like if we put a lineup of guys in front of you right now, Lorelai, that you would be able to pick Clay Mason Bannerman out of a line?
Honestly, from the deeply detailed description that you gave, I think I could do it. Do you have options I can look at?
Well, I have a few pictures on my phone. Never mind, not that one.
Lorelai Lappin was played by Lauren Lapkus. Support all her incredible and creative podcasts at patreon.com/Lauren Lapkus and follow her at Lauren Lapkus.
I'm Holly Laurent, playing Hallie Labonte, and Grey Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.